question was asked, why was the capital, Jerusalem, not declared earlier in Jewish history? So there are a number of answers given to that question. The first being in Maimonides' Guide to the Perplexed, the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says that Hashem kept the location of Jerusalem hidden so that the nations would not desecrate it and would not declare it as a house of worship to whatever they believed in until we were prepared to establish it.
But
secondly, but no one knew at that time, other than Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Adam, Arisha, Noach, no one knew that Yerushalayim was a unique place. He knew he was king of a place named Shalem. But that doesn't mean he knew that Yerushalayim was going to be the center of worship to Hashem.
Well, no, it's a Kohen.
Kohen Lekel Elyon. Still doesn't mean he knew that Yerushalayim was unique. He was dedicated to the service of Hashem. Adam Arishon knew, Noach knew, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov knew. They knew the uniqueness of the Temple Mount. It was kept hidden. God in the Torah repeatedly hides it. He says, the place I will choose. Doesn't say Yerushalayim. Secondly, the Talmud tells us in Tractate Sanhedrin that when Israel was entering the land of Israel, they were given three mitzvahs. They were given a mitzvah to establish a king. They were given a mitzvah to fight Amalek, and only after that, to build the temple, right? And that's the idea which we say in Shmoneh Esrei as well. First, we say we have to get rid of evil, right? L'malshinim al te'itikva. And only then can we talk about Ala Tzadikim with the Yerushalayim Yircha et Tzemach David. There's this concept, and the same thing we see in Purim. First we fight Amalek, and only then can we go to the rebuilding of the second temple. First you have the fight against Haman, and from there we evolve into the building of the second temple. And according to the Primigodim, that was part of the secret behind Purim. The celebration of Purim revolved again around the idea that we're still coming back to Israel.
Well, by that logic, the rich rabbi established Yerushalayim as a scapegoat right away instead of Hebron.
Who said he ever established Hebron as his capital?
It says in Rachim, he reigned in Hebron.
He reigned in Hebron. It says B'Chevron Malach, doesn't say it was his capital. On the contrary, before David was even king, when he fought Goliath, it says he took Goliath's head to Yerushalayim.
One of the Rishonim says that it's not actually Yerushalayim. It's
very good. I think it's the Radak in the name of his father, and I don't think there's a source for it.
His father.
Okay, and that deserves a broader discussion, the idea that the name Yerushalayim means city of God, not necessarily a specific place. That's true. But I said we need a special class on Yerushalayim. That's, okay. Just one second.
The only time the Rishonim mentioned is with Yerushalayim and with Yushan.
I didn't hear you?
The only time that the word Dira, like